101.5.
Tampa Bay's new hit music.
These are the radio blogs of Miguel Fuller and Holly O'Connor because it's so much easier to say it out loud than it is to type them. Dear blog, yesterday was the day that we were all fearing would come. Instagram and Facebook were down.
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
And it was a sad day when you realize all the stuff that you were trying to post on your story or look at wasn't showing up. So while that happened, I realized that every day I spend about an hour to an hour and a half working on social media for this show, for myself.
Yep.
And literally when I get home from here, from the office, I go home, I sit down, and I start working on stuff on the Miguel and Holly Instagram, on the Hot 101.5 Instagram, promoting something for tomorrow's show, or posting and saying, hey, you can listen to Trending in Tampa Bay. Swipe up and go to the Hot website to listen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, once I realized I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Because it was down. I was like, all right, you know what? I will call one of my best friends who just moved out to L.A. I haven't spoken with him in 3 months. Like, we've sent some text messages, but just because he's been busy adjusting, I've been busy with work, I called him, he picked up, we had a nice 20-minute conversation.
Oh, that's good.
And then after that, I was like, you know what? Let me see if Instagram's working. Oh, still not working. I'm going to go wash my car because the pollen is everywhere.
Yeah.
And I mean, my face feels like a marshmallow right now because it's so puffy from all the pollen.
My nose is just gross and runny and yucky.
Seriously. So then after that, I was like, well, I still got more time. So let's go to the store. I'm going to make something new for dinner that I've never made before.
Oh, wow.
I'm just saying, you know what? And this is the lesson that I learned from the Facebook, Instagram being down. Sometimes we just got to put it down and do some other stuff.
But you're not going to.
I think I want to. Like, sometimes it takes these sort of situations, sort of like when I did No Shave November a few years ago, and right. I was always against having a beard.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? I'll do it. It's for charity. I did it. And I've had a beard forever.
I really love you with a beard.
Right. And before, I would have never had one.
Yeah.
So sometimes it takes these sort of moments when you realize, look how more productive I was yesterday.
Yes.
It was just an hour and a half. That's it. That's
all I did. You got to get out and it just takes opening your eyes to the world.
Right. And so it's not saying I'm going to do this every day because I still got to do stuff for work.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying there are sometimes it's like, all right, put it down. Scott, you can do that and handle that responsibility. I'm going to go live life.
Oh.
There you go. I could be on it more. Fine.
Okay. Scott's like, that's cool. I'll just put my life on the back burner while you go and explore.
Thank you.
Washing your car. Dear blog, I've cracked open a case, and it's like a cold case file, and it's creepy. All right, so I went on an adding spree on Twitter the other day, because I had, that's not the important part of the story. I added a bunch of people. Got a message from this guy. Hello, Holly. I'm Alessio from Florence, Italy.
Oh.
35 years old. Nice to know you. I was like, oh, okay. So I go, he goes, how are you? Thanks for following me. I said, doing well. Thanks for the follow, because he was following me. I said, he said, you're working at a radio program. Yes. I said, yes. He goes, how's it going with that? I said, good. I love it. I'm expecting this to be the end. Nope. He then sends me several more messages about what he does. There's a winky face in one of them. So immediately I'm now like, okay, wait a minute. Legit trying to slide up in the DMs. Well, anyway, he tells me about what he does. He said I didn't reply to that because now I'm getting suspicious. And he says that he discovered our radio program some time ago. If I remember, I listened on air with you guys as Drew, Seth, Danielle, and Jade. Now, these are names of people that we work with, or when it comes to Jade, she used to do the morning show on this station years ago. So I go, oh, man, this guy must have been listening for a while. That piqued my interest. I said, I do know them. I didn't realize you've been listening so long. Did you used to live in Tampa? Because why would he know all this?
Right.
Overnight, he sends me a message and says, a few months ago, I found some pictures about the day at the radio program in 2013. Not sure if you saw it, but I noticed the guys and girls I mentioned being squashed by a bigger female.
What?
Oh, no, 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 no.
This rang emergency bells in my head.
Oh.
I hopped on Facebook this morning, and I saw back in November of 2018, I looked up this guy, and he messaged the Hot Facebook page and said, I've seen on Twitter pictures about Jade, who used to work here, and other guys and girls being squashed in 2013 by a bigger female. Can you find more pictures or the video, maybe?
Oh.
Nobody from the station answered him because it seemed creepy, right?
Yes.
He hit us up several more times. Finally, in December, I replied, Jade no longer works here, and we no longer have access to that video.
Oh.
This guy is trying any means possible to find the video of when former morning host Jade Donovan got squished by a fat lady. What the? Oh,
my man. So some wild stuff used to go on here, it sounds like.
And this man cannot seem to get enough of it. He has been on the hunt for this video since November of 2018.
He's persistent. You got to give him that.
Well, I guess. You know what?
There are a lot of other videos that have bigger women squishing other people.
I know. I'm like, bruh, do not pull me into this. Do not pull me into your fetish ring of people being squashed.
You know what that means? We need to do it on this show, Holly.
Don't you start with me. You can talk to old Alessio from Italy about his squishing videos.
Wow.
Nope.
The things people are into.
And so now I don't even know what to do.
And now you just leave it at that.
Don't.
Yeah, nope, you're
just,
done.
Do
yeah.
I unfollow him?
Yes.
Do I block?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you're okay. Done. You don't
okay.
even live here.
Okay.
All right.
Good
it is 6:51. Holly, what is hot in Hollywood?
All right, we need to talk about the follow-up to what's going on with all of the college admission scandal, you know, from yesterday.
Yes.
A follow-up about where the daughter of Lori Loughlin was when the announcement was made.
Ooh.
And also some possibly tricky news from Ryan Seacrest and Kelly.
Oh.
So we'll get to that at 7 o'clock.
Hot 101.5.